Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
For Brendan Escott joining you. I'm at the 630 CHED studio, the city south side, in the play-by-play booth that was deployed for the 2020 pandemic bubble, as well as last year's road games. This is Oilers Now, a long way to the top, and we're still grinding our way to get there as we try to continuously improve our product. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operator place to buy office IT and supplies. Jam-packed edition of the show. Let's get right to it. The Edmonton Oilers last night, a 3-2 shootout victory over the Vancouver Canucks. And I want your thoughts. I want you, now that you've had a night to sleep on it, text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. And you can reach us on a River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, same number, 780-496-0063. Live entertainment. Back on board with the Hotel California. The Eagles Tribute Band taking the stage Friday, October 29th. We will tell you that excitement, bet on it. At RiverCreeResort.com. The Oilers win 3-2 shootout last night against the Vancouver Canucks. That's our top story today for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Brendan Escott is 37 feet away in the 630 CHED Main Studio in the Chorus Building, the city's southeast side. Brendan, you were in the house. I know you're there for the pregame shows. You're part of our Oilers Radio Network broadcasts. You do the end of the first period and postgame interviews. I don't know about you, man, but there was electricity in the building, and I know it wasn't completely sold out, and there's a lot of people that have gone through really tough times, and there's standards in order to get into the building, and a reminder, you need to continue to have your proof of vaccination or a recent negative test. But it was just awesome having people back in the house and having, 16,500, whatever was announced last night. It was great to see people in the building last night, wasn't it?
And it's just a different energy, like you said, than the preseason crowd. You know, the game counting for real, a couple of big hits, some exciting back and forth stuff to get the crowd really into it, kind of out of the gate, too. I thought the first period was filled with action and sort of a nice reintroduction to what we almost forgot that we had come to expect out of a live sports crowd.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to get straight into the audio recap of last night's game as we head to the Oilers Now Audio Vault, brought to you daily by Direct Workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. Here's Jack Michaels and myself with the call of last night's game.
Five 582 days have gone by since there was a paid attendance here to see a game that will count in the standings. McDavid to Nurse steps in, shoots, save, rebound, Puljujärvi scores. 1-0 Edmonton. Yes, a Puljujärvi. And the Edmonton Oilers are on the board in 21-22. That was a pass that could have been a shot. A big hit by Myers in the corner on Duncan Keith. And now we're going to have a fight as going right after Myers was Colton Sevier.
Good for Sevier.
And as Myers tried to unload, Sevier just wrapped him up. McDavid left circle across in front. One-timer score. Three-way passing play. Draisaitl finds Hyman.
Jack, we talked about the fact in the preseason game against Seattle that Zach Hyman will never score an easier goal. He just scored an easier goal. Unbelievable passing by the Edmonton Oilers.
Ekman Larson will walk the line. Shot, score. Quinn Hughes breaks free. Left circle, shoots and scores, and this game is tied. Hughes, short side, beats Mike Smith. And with 2:49 left in regulation, we've got a brand new hockey game. Up the right-hand side, Horvat looking for the trailer. Flicked it in front. Backhander denied. Smith, a terrific save on Tanner Pearson to keep Edmonton in the game.
I'll be the first to admit I had a bad year last year, but coming back, I want to prove myself. And
another veteran, Kyle Turris, will get the call.
To get the shift in overtime and to be out in the shootout, it definitely helps build the confidence, and it's something I have to take advantage of.
Picks it up at center with speed over the blue line, between circles, reach and score! Turris attacking with speed, snaps it home, five hole on Thatcher Demko. A save wins the hockey game. Pearson shoots, no! Win their season opener 3-2 in a shootout.
So the Oilers squander a 2-0 third period lead, but ultimately get the victory. So there you go. And you know what? The intensity, you could hear it in Jack's voice during the course of last night's game. We will tell you, and we are going to circle back briefly to last night's game in a second. We got a jam-packed show coming up. Besides thoughts on last night's game, and I'd like to get your thoughts again on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. 12:35 today, Louis DeBrusque will be joining us for GCL Diesel, providing genuine diesel parts and turbochargers at great prices since 1972. GCLDiesel.com. At 105, from the NHL Network and ESPN, Kevin Weeks for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in solar electrical installation and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. At 135, big trade yesterday. Brendan, you and me were talking about this earlier this morning. Luke Prokop, as the Edmonton Oil Kings load up. Luke Prokop, third-round draft choice of the Nashville Predators. Edmonton was definitely on the radar screen, or Luke was, with Edmonton's pick in the third round. The Preds jumped ahead four spots and drafted Prokop. The Oil Kings acquired him yesterday from the Calgary Hitmen. We're going to talk to Luke coming up. And then at 1:45, one of my two radio play-by-play partners that I get to work with during the course of the year, Cam Moon, will join us as well. So lots of guests to get to. Let's circle back in our Oilers Now Audio Vault. Edmonton beats the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. Absolute tower power last night. Darnell Nurse for Edmonton. He had these comments on salvaging a win after surrendering a lead.
The course of the season, there's going to be games where you have a lead, and you know you're going to have to find a way to win, whether it's in overtime or in a shootout. And you know, guys went out there in the shootout and made high skill plays, and that's a high pressure situation. So you know, those are, you don't want to give up the lead in the third period. I think that's something that we want to clean up and don't want that to seep into our game. But at the same time, there's going to be games like that where you have to find ways to win in overtime in a shootout. And he's got a huge goal today, gives us the 2 points.
Darnell Nurse last night played 32-24, six shots on goal, eight hits, four block shots, one assist. He had a great game. You know who else had a great game? Brendan, how good was Zach Hyman last night for the Edmonton Oilers?
Better than advertised, I would say. He looks excellent.
In every situation. The one thing I didn't know about him was that he's decent. He's about a 44% faceoff guy in his career, but the Oilers deployed him last night for right shot draws when he was out with Nugent Hopkins on the PK. Did a terrific job. Obviously, RNH is a lefty. He took the left shot draws. Zach Hyman played in every situation last. Zach Hyman was the Oilers' best player. I mean, the Edmonton got going. Vancouver was pretty good early in the game and had a lot of good scoring opportunities. Mike Smith was solid. Zach Hyman and Warren Fogle's net drive. Remember, the Oilers targeted this in the offseason in terms of improving their support play, and he kind of got them going. Obviously, he had the open tap-in for the goal in the power play, which was just an obscene pass by Draisaitl. Two straight plays that broke the seams of the Vancouver Canucks, and Hyman had this comment after the game on assimilating into the Oilers' lethal power play.
This power play has been together for a really long time, and they have great chemistry, so just trying to fit in and just trying to find lanes. We practice it a lot, and the backside is obviously, you know, Leon, Connor, Nuge, all those guys can make backdoor passes, so just be able to find a lane for those guys, and whether they shoot it past the goalie or find me, it was good to get the first one, obviously.
Best power play in the NHL the last 2 years. The consistent themes have been McDavid, Draisaitl, and Nugent Hopkins. Klefbom on the power play 2 years ago. Tyson Barrie, who led NHL in scoring and did not get a vote for the Norris Trophy, led NHL defense in scoring with 48 points last season. A highly gifted power play quarterback with his days and with the Colorado Avalanche. If you've listened to the show over the years, you know he was one of the guys. I mean, I probably talked more about Tyson Barrie and Josh Anderson on opposition teams. And some would say Derek Ryan as well, and now the Oilers have two of those guys. And again, Edmonton's got a plethora of elite players that make that power play special. Problem is they only got it to it twice in last night's game. All right, let's hear from the head coach, Dave Tippett, in the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear. Tippett had these comments following the game last night on seeing the Oilers' forward depth in action.
That's what we've talked about since we've added the depth is we have options. And, you know, they played well in the last exhibition game. They played well last night. So, you know, it's nice to see some of those options. You just don't think about them there. You get to see them and see what they come up with. But last night was we'll see. I mean, the line was really good. We took too many penalties last night that all three of them killed a lot of penalties last night, so it took some of the 5-on-5 play away from them. But there's some good signs there. They're a work-based line that can be hard to play against other teams' top players. So we'll continue to see how it grows.
All right. OPT day today, that's an optional, and that is why Dave Tippett's already spoken. The team was scheduled to hit the ice at noon today, right at the start of the show, but Brendan S. got on it, and so we're going to hear comments from Dave Tippett as well as Mike Smith from today's availability. And Tippett added some additional comments, and the Oilers took 5 penalties last night. The Canucks went 1-for-5 with the extra man. Edmonton was 1-for-2 with the extra man. Here's Dave Tippett.
There's a sequence of events that sometimes happens before a penalty. That's what I'm more concerned about than the actual penalty. There's a couple turnovers that lead to playing in your own end, put yourself in bad positions, things like that, you know, you don't like the penalty itself, but there's things that happen before the penalty that you would never be back in that position having to defend or in your own end if we would have done a few things right in front of it. So there's some of that stuff that we'll talk about, but for the most part, it's early in the preseason. I was hoping for some more penalties. That's what I told him after the game. I said, that's all off now. We're good now. We figured some things out.
And Dave Tippett, Oilers head coach today, also added some thoughts on the effect of line mixing and matching.
The players that have been here, like if you just take Draisaitl and Nuge, their switch is pretty seamless. Like they can slide back and forth there. They're both really intelligent players. I'd like to, you know, if you look at our new players come in, one of the reasons we're trying the Hyman and Nuge thing is we want them to try to penalty kill together. So we're looking to build some chemistry there. I'd like to leave Fogle with Ryan and Cassie, and they'll go in there on Saturday as a line. We'll get them up and going. But there's always adjustments you make. There's injuries that come into play. But you'd like to get some people feeling kind of comfortable where you know they're talking every day about how the line is working together, and the same thing for D pairs, you know. So I don't know if there is a number you can put on it. There's situational stuff that comes into it. Like Hyman touches so many different parts of the game that he gets to play with Connor and Leon a little bit and in different situations. And then, but yet he's got his line with Yamo and Nuge that they have a real purpose in how they're going to play. So we'll see how it goes, but it's early. You know that there's going to be changes along the way. And but it's nice to see if we can get some continuity and some things moving forward where you get to know. And then if you do go away from it, you can come back to it. You know, kind of know what you're going to get.
That's Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. Now, Mike Smith got the start in goal last night, and the Oilers transitioned several new players in the lineup, like Zach Hyman, along with Derek Ryan and Warren Fogle up front. Brendan Perlini was limited during the course of the game, especially once Colton Sevier stepped up after Duncan Keith got absolutely crushed. I didn't think it was an overly dirty hit. It was just a hard hit from a big man, Tyler Myers, and he opened Keith up. By the way, Keith, we'll get to the defense pairings in a second here, but a lot of Keith and CeCe playing together on defense as well. Mike Smith had these comments on chemistry early with the new faces on the team.
Winning's contagious, so I think anytime you can have a good start this season and new players in the lineup and are big parts of why our team's going to have success this year is, can't hurt at all. So I think obviously, adding the pieces we did and then contributing like they did last night on the scoreboard, but playing big minutes for a team, all those players are going to play important roles for a group this year. So obviously a big step in the right direction. Can't win 82 if you don't win the first one.
There you go. That's Mike Smith. All right. So Edmonton gets the win 3-2. One more in the shootout. One more thought just on the defense last night. Nurse played a ton of minutes and Tyson Berry, and they had some tough moments. They tended to be up against some of Vancouver's better players. CeCe and Keith had a good game from an analytics perspective. I don't know about you, Brendan. Look, I'm a believer in Evan Bouchard. It was interesting what Brian Lawton said on yesterday's show. He said Evan Bouchard is not an X factor, that he's there, and you know what you got, and Duncan Keith was going to be the guy to watch. You know, could he get back to the level? I found that to be a pretty interesting comment on yesterday's show. Did you?
Yeah, actually, when you look at it that way, because that's a lot of faith that he's putting in Bouchard. But realistically, we did see that same faith returned by the coaching staff because he was playing so much on the penalty kill last night. So, I think that Lawton probably sees the way that Tippett thinks the game in that sense.
And here's Dave Tippett on Bouchard's performance in the Oilers 3-2 shootout victory last night.
It was solid, really solid. I think he played 22 minutes last night, and we've talked to him about playing a lot of different situations. And he's a smart player. He understands the different roles in the game, and it's early, but he's getting himself up and going. The penalty killing's been pretty solid for him. He's really grabbed that. I think he's got a real. Thought process of he wants to jump in this, wants to be a good penalty killer because it's something that people wouldn't, when you refer to Bush, it's all offensive talent. They wouldn't be consider him a good penalty killer, but smart guys with offensive talent can kill penalties. They just have to put their mind to it. So he's taken a real liking to that, and he's done a pretty good job so far.
All right, so there you go. Those are some of the thoughts and comments on last night's game. I want to get to yours, so you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Brendan, I think you said it. If that's what we're going to see out of Hyman, I mean, for me, he was the best Oilers forward. Like McDavid and Draisaitl, they gave up some chances 5-on-5 together. That's going to happen once in a while in Vancouver, and they went against some of Vancouver's better players. Nugent Hopkins and Hyman and Yamamoto absolutely crushed Vancouver in the first period. So I'd like to get your thoughts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and when we come back, we'll also get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Dave Tippett did say today at the availability that Zach Cassian would play Saturday against the Calgary Flames, so he'll need to be activated. The Oilers will need to make a corresponding move. They could send Ryan McLeod to the minors, slide Sevier into center if they do not have Devin Shore ready to play, or conversely, they could put Devin Shore on IR. All right, I asked for your thoughts at 12:27 in Edmonton. John says, my impression last night, Vancouver is underrated. They work hard. Disappointed with the Oilers' effort. Was I expecting too much? The D allowed too many shots. That one comes to us from John. Vancouver's underrated. If you've listened to the show, I've said for the last month and a half, Vancouver and Calgary would be battling out for third and fourth, and I had the Oilers winning the division. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, I thought the response by Colton Sevier after the Myers hit was something that kind of slid under the radar. There was no hesitation from him to drop the mitts with a way bigger opponent. That takes some you-know-what to do. Could go a long way in the room for group morale. Well, we'll ask Louis DeBrusk about that. That's an absolute given. I mean, and that was a hard, heavy hit, and is leaking pretty good on the play. JT Miller was having a conversation with Keith after, right after that happened. So, anyhow, I love the response myself. Loved it. You know, actually, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised he got an instigator for that. Because it's not like he was swinging before Myers was ready to defend himself. All right, into NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at Elite Promo Marketing, Edmonton owned and operated. And here's Brennan Escott.
The Canadiens are on the road in Buffalo tonight, while the Maple Leafs also in action for a second consecutive night. They visit Ottawa, who, by the way, finally locked up the final remaining restricted free agent. Brady Tkachuk has re-upped with the Senators. 7 years, $8.215 million per season there for the 21-year-old. He was the fourth overall pick in 2018. He's got 125 points across 198 career games. Gabriel Landeskog has a hearing with the Department of player safety today for that boarding on Chicago's Kirby Dock last night. The Oil Kings have literally a huge new acquisition that you'll hear from at 1:35 today, Luke Prokop. They begin a five-game homestand this Friday. Lethbridge will be in town Sunday. It's the Red Deer Rebels and the U of A Golden Bears. Open conference play in the Canada West against Mount Royal on the road this weekend.
I'm back on their top 10. They didn't do a top 10 committee 2 years ago. They reenacted it, of course. No, there was no season last year. I think I've got Alberta at 3, Saskatchewan at 2, and UNB at number 1. 12:29 at Edmonton, off to a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell. Louis DeBrusk from NHL Hockey and Rogers when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.